Welcome to Curate and Upgrade. I know what you need. You need a better handle on what hypnosis can do in your life. Hi, I'm Mike, but right there, Jonathan Nan, the man with the hypnosis advice for you, and congratulations on your first show.
Hi, thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me here, and welcome, curators. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining the show. I'm very happy that you've chosen to take a time out of the day. Lots of podcasts and lots of different things out there to listen to spend your time on. And Curate and Upgrade, I think, is something we're going to talk about hypnosis. But even more important than that, I think it's talking about looking at yourself and seeing how you can continually curate things, look for things to learn, and upgrade your life.
This sounds like a really positive thing you could do with your day. Okay, so like in each episode, what's going to happen?
So each episode, I kind of have a outline over the next couple shows to kind of go over some things, talk about what Curate and Upgrade means, and go through my experience, and then talk about how hypnosis, as well as just other things for personal development, can improve your life. And it's not as hard as you think. You might even say it's easy.
Okay, let's get started.
All right, awesome. So, being the first show and you've taken the chance on Curate and Upgrade, let's tell you what that means, right? So, let's break it down. Curate is a word you've probably heard before. You might think about museums. You might think about just kind of picking and choosing. And in this context, I'm talking about curating your life. So, looking at the things that you learn. And when I say learn, you probably think about learning skills, finding tools, you know, reading books, that type of thing. So absolutely, I think that's definitely important, and that's easier to find, to look outside. Mm-hmm. The thing that's a little bit more difficult to do for some people is to look inside and curate and learn about yourself. So that's the other part of this, and that's where the hypnosis angle comes in. So talking about learning outside resources, but really throughout these shows, what I'd like to focus on is how you can start to look in on yourself and learn more about yourself. And then to upgrade, because you're going to be learning all these wonderful things, how do you put them into practice? So that's basically what we're talking about.
Cool. That's a really cool way to look at it. Let me see if I got this right.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to look inside ourselves, take stock of what's there, and then upgrade what's inside ourselves to be a better person.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times we're always going and trying to do this, right? We want to continually be better and be better in all sorts of different ways. But sometimes we have difficulty with that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we're just in our own way, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the answers that you find for some of those personal problems, the only place that you'll find that answer is inside. So we're going to go and talk about that and understand what all that means.
All right.
So I think one of the most important things really is to understand that it's always a process. It's always a journey, so that as you go along this journey, you're looking and accepting things about yourself. And sometimes that's difficult, especially when we're talking about negative emotions, negative feelings, reactions to different things. And sometimes we don't know, when we don't know how to deal with them, we get stuck. We kind of get in a loop, and sometimes we ask the wrong questions. Being able to ask the right questions can help move you in the right direction. So I guess you can think of it as being a curator. If you were taking a look at your life, and for a moment, if you take a look inside and think about some things that you tell yourself that you might want to change, or some things that you just notice that you're feeling right now. Do you understand what that is? It's a kind of odd question, but let's say
it's funny. You can't really sometimes, the way you feel, to put a point on it, mm-hmm, or put a pin in it, it's really difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, it gets easier the more that you do it. But if you don't know what to do to begin with, sometimes that's the problem. So even, for example, like, you know, you can identify when you're feeling great and you want to feel happy and joyful and feel all of those wonderful feelings more. Those are easy, right? You can acknowledge those very well. Sometimes when you're feeling a negative emotion, so let's say you get cut off in traffic and you feel this rage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy is cutting me off.
Why do you do that?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. And that's an interesting word to bring up, the question of why, because what answer is it going to give you? It could have been a million reasons, right? He could have been a jerk, right? He could have just not been paying attention. Maybe he didn't have a good night's sleep. And there could be so many reasons of why, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another question to ask is, when that feeling comes up, is what is it doing for you? What is it trying to tell you about yourself? And it's a kind of odd question to think about. But
no, it sounds kind of important.
It is important, because it's almost like your body is generating all these signals and all this information. And it's giving you these things just to bring attention to it, right? It's almost like if you think about physical pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you stub your toe, you're going to take care of it, right? You're going to probably ice it, maybe elevate it, take some rest off of it, and eventually it will heal. If you look at emotional pains, right? If somebody upsets you, it's like an emotional stubbing of the toe. And what do? Some people may acknowledge it and take care of it. Maybe they talk about it and then eventually we'll let it go. And others may ignore it and just leave it aside and push it down deep where you can't access it anymore. And then you can't deal with it. The interesting thing is, if you think about it, your body is set to heal itself. You just have to give it that opportunity. And one of the things is, and even from my personal life, I think growing up and learning and going through school and university and all of these things, you get all this education, but nobody really tells you or teaches you how to go about and deal with some of these emotions, right? You might learn it from your family, your parents, your friends, but the picture is not always complete. So I think that's something that's really important, and that's kind of what we're going to be getting into over the next couple episodes.
Wow, this is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you know, you can become stronger from these tools that you're going to get within this show,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of it is just taking a moment to think and reflect. It's especially when we're rushing around and, you know, you're listening to this podcast now. You could be driving, you could be doing other chores or tasks, or who knows what you're doing right now. But we're often doing multiple things at once. And if you add on top of this something else, something emotional, a feeling, an upset or a hurt, and it could be something that's new and recent, or it could be something that just pops up now that you're thinking about it, and it's, you might kind of go and spiral, and you know, we hear about that when you go and spiral and move down deeper into that rather than taking a step back and dissociating from it,
mm-hmm.
and asking yourself the questions of, you know, what is this teaching me? What have I learned about myself in this situation? How will I approach this situation differently? I think taking that perspective is the first step. And all of these things, once you begin to be aware of these things, you can look and apply that into your life. And with that, there's so many different ways out there that you can address these things. And one of them is through what we call hypnosis. And I think overall, we don't really understand, or not many people have a good idea of what hypnosis is. It's kind of a word and it has a lot of different meanings. And
that's mystical and
absolutely
magical, yeah. sort of connotations because of how it's been presented to us in entertainment forms, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of entertainment and stuff in media and just general kind of pop culture, knowledge about that. But, it's really something that's a lot more simple than that. And we'll save that for another show coming up very soon, I think.
This is Curate and Upgrade. Jonathan, I am I'm already entranced by what we're going to be doing here. I think you probably could tell. Please do me a favor. Subscribe. Tell a friend about the show. And if people wanted to reach out to you, is there someplace they could?
Follow me on Facebook at Curate and Upgrade, or find me on Instagram at Curate and Upgrade as well. And just for you podcast listeners, find me at curateandupgrade.ca/podoffer for some awesome stuff just for you.